Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Tzadi, Amud Aleph, near the bottom of the Amud. About to take a look at the fifth Mishnah, and this is the eighth Perek. Continuing with issues of different people being included in the Chavura. Zav Shira'a Shtei Re'iot. Important as an introduction to the Mishnah to distinguish between different kinds of Zavim and Zavot. So a Zav, somebody who's had Re'ia of Ziva, who saw two separate riyot, they could even be on the same day, is tameh for 7 days, needs 7 days of clean days before he's tahor, but does not have to bring any korbanot, which means that he goes to the mikvah on the seventh day, and that night he's tahor. A zav that sees three riyot is the same thing, but he needs to bring korbanot on the eighth day, and then he's able to eat kodashim. So now, Zav Shra Shtei Riyot Shachtin Ala Bashvi'i, Ra Shalosh Shachtin Ala Bashvini Shalo. So a Zav who saw two, then let's say his seventh day was the 14th of Nisan, you can shecht and include him in the Chavura, and that night he can eat. If he saw three, then only if his eighth day is on the 14th, may you do so. Now, Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, a woman who sees Dam outside of her Nida cycle, if she sees for one day, she's called Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, which means she has to keep the next day as a fully clean day, and then she goes to the mikvah, and then she's tahora that night. If she sees for 2 days in a row, she has to keep a third day tahor. If she keeps 3 days in a row, then she's a zavag dola and has to have shiva nekiim. Now, Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom Shachtin Aleha Basheni Shela, which means if a woman saw on Monday and Tuesday was the day of Pesach, then they could shecht and include her on that day. Rata Shnei Amim, if she saw 2 days, Shachtin Aleha Bashlishi, on her third day. V'azava Shachtin Aleha Bashmini. Azava, like Azav, who saw three, has to bring a korban, so they could include her on her eighth day. Those people who are Mechusar Kapara, like Azav and Azava, may not eat korbanot until they brought their korban of Kapara. Okay, I'm Yudam Arab. You can include in your chavura and shechta on their behalf somebody who's a tful yom, which means they went to the mikvah already, but they won't be tahor till that night. Or mechusar kipurim, as we said, somebody who still has to bring their korban. But not on somebody who's a tmei sheretz who didn't go to the mikvah. Which is odd, because tmei sheretz is significantly lighter, and nonetheless, since the only thing he has to do is go to the mikvah and hasn't done that, he cannot be included. He said even that could be included. Now, Larab, Maishnat Tful Yom, why is it Tful Yom okay? Techazi Laorta, because he's fit that night. To make sure it's not Mechazi Laorta. Or to make sure it's also going to be fit that night. The answer is Mechuzar Tfilah. He didn't go to the mikveh yet. Which means it's not as if he has to sit around and wait for the sun to go down to be Tahor. He has to do something. Tful Yom Nam Mechuzar Erev Shemesh. So Tful Yom also has to wait until the sun sets. The answer is the sun sets on its own, it doesn't have to do anything. So So why is a Mechusar Kippurim able to be included? He didn't bring his korban yet. The answer is Shekino Biado. We're talking about a guy who has his nest literally in his hands, which means he's got the korban in his hands, but they won't let him bring it until after the Pesach is brought, so he's going to have to bring it the next day, but he's ready. But a Tmei Sheretz has the mikvah in front of him. The answer is Dilma Pasha. Maybe he won't do it. Maybe he won't bring it either. He already handed over the animals or the birds to Beitin. There's a basic assumption that the Kohanim make sure that all of the money that's in any of the collection boxes listed in Masechet Shkalim are used up, and Beit Din doesn't get up till that point, which means that if anybody brought money for a Korban Kapara, it'll certainly be done that day. So now, this means that Rav says, really, it's Tmei Sheretz should be fit, but it's the Rabbanon said not, because he might not go to the mikvah. So, how come Rav had that ruling that we deliberately go out of our way to be metame, that when you have, remember when we had this in the seventh parak, if Am Yisrael was exactly half tahor, half tame, what they would do is deliberately go out of their way to make a guy tame b'sheretz, so then it would be rov tameim, and then we could bring the whole thing b'tahara, b'tumah, Rov Tmeim, and therefore the Pesach will be brought Petumah. So if that's the case, then it wouldn't solve anything, because if Rav says really midoraita, you could include a tmei sheretz in your korban, that means you don't have rov tmeim here. Ella, you must say, Rav midoraita nami lo chazi. A tmei sheretz isn't fit even doraita, it's not gzera. Dichtiv ish ish kiyat tamei lanefesh, meaning milo askin and shechal shvi shelo liyoper of a Pesach. Are we talking about a guy whose seventh day is on the 14th, Danu Tumat Sheretz, meaning like a Tumat Sheretz whose only day is on the 14th. For Achman Nidchim, the Torah said that he doesn't bring the Korban, he brings Pesach Sheni. So you see that Midoraita Tumat Sheretz, meaning somebody who actually is on their last day of Tumah and has not gone to the Mikveh yet, is not included in the Korban. Who says that that's what's going on in the Pasuk? It's like the Amar Tmei made mitzvah hayu. It's a machloket about who these guys were who came to Moshe Rabbeinu that occasioned the ruling of Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Yitzchak says they were Tmei made mitzvah. There was a made mitzvah. Shachal Shvishal and Liyot Be'erva Pesach. It happened that they buried somebody on the 8th of Nisan, so the 7th day was the 14th. Shinemar Vayloyach Losot Pesach Payomahu. Because the Pasuk says they could not do Pesach on that day, meaning meaning that day they couldn't do it, they could have done it the next day. And the Torah said, let them get pushed off. That's how we know that that's the case of Pesach Sheni. We're relying on Rabbi Yitzchak's interpretation. There's two others of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Tanan Zav, Rabbi Akiva famously says it was not the one of you. Tanan Zav, Shirashte Riyot, Shochtin Alav Bashvi'i. That the Izav in our Mishnah, who saw two, we could shecht for him on the seventh day. My love to Lotovil, isn't that talking about a case where he didn't yet go to the mikvah? Shram Shacht and Zokin Tmei Sheretz, so that's like a Tmei Sheretz on his one day. So it's against Rav. Lo the Tovil, we're talking about Izav who already went to the mikvah. He Tovil, my Kamashmalan, what's the teaching? It's Kamashmalan, the Alpha Gavdim, Chusaharab Shemesh, Kamashmalan, the Shimshim and Melarba. That's exactly what it teaches you, that since he's done everything that he can, and now all we're waiting is for sunset, sunset's going to happen on his own. Therefore, we can include him. And it makes sense, because the next line in the Mishnah is that if he saw three, you have to do it on his eighth day. It must be talking about a case where he already went to the mikvah. It's starich, then I need to teach it. Otherwise, I would have thought, somebody who saw two on his seventh day, he's not missing anything. But a guy who saw three on his eighth day, the mechusar maaseh, because he didn't yet bring his korban mechusar kapara, lo, maybe I can't bring the korban for him. Kamash malana, I forgot the mechusar kapara, shochtin vizorkin alea, ilave. That even though he didn't yet bring his korbanot on the eighth day, we can still include him because he's really tahor. He went to the mikvah. He had erev shemesh. He has to bring korbanot. Eliyamot rash deriyot b'shvidelo tovil. But if you say that the case of seeing two, it means that we shecht for him and include him on the seventh day, even though he didn't go to the mikvah. Rashalosh b'shmini lamali. Then what do you have to tell me that on his eighth day, when he went to the mikvah on the seventh, he had erev shemesh? That we could be shecht for him. You're going to suggest that if he's 100% tamei, it's the seventh day, he didn't go to the mikveh yet. We include him. Here he's got much weaker tumah. He's not really tamei. On the eighth day, he is tahor. He just has to bring a korban. Certainly we know who's shecht. The case in the Mishnah where it says that we include him on the seventh day, a guy who saw two, means he already went to the mikvah. Maybe it's lotavil. Because on the seventh day, he could fix himself by going to the mikvah. But on the eighth day, he can't bring the korban without help of the kohanim. Maybe the Kohanim won't cooperate. The Kohanim are very cooperative with this. Okay. The Mishnah also said, Vazava Shochtin Aleha on her eighth day. He said we bring it on the seventh day, not the eighth. She can't eat anything on the seventh or that night. Tmei Sheretz, we understand, like Ula, that you could include him. That's because the Chazil Orta, that night he could eat. But this woman cannot eat Korbanot till the next day after she brings her Korban Ziva. So, Eima Bashmini. So he told the Tana, fix it and say Bashmini, not Bashvi. So, Pshita, then it's obvious. So, Maudit, Kim, and Machasa Kaparlo, Kamash Palan, Kamash Shmaya. So I might think that because she hasn't yet brought her korban kapara, we can't include her. The answer is, like Rav Shmaya, that the Beit Din will always make sure to bring that. That we can rely on. Ravina Mar, Nida Tana Kameva, Nida Shachtin Labashvi. What that Tana said was not Zava, but rather Nida. Nida doesn't bring any korban. A Nida, who, even if she saw Adam the whole time, as long as during the time of Nida, as long as she did a Hefsek Tara on the seventh day, that night she goes to the mikvah, and that night she's still Harash. She's one of the two people who goes at night. Manida b'shvi michazir. Since when could she eat on the shvi? Afilu man d'mashoch v'zorkin al tmei sheretz chazort anidl orta d'shvi yehuda tavla ashmini da'av d'herav shemesh lochazia. So the claim here is that she's not fit for korbanot until 24 hours later, because on her seventh day she goes that night, and she needs another herav shemesh the next night. Ela'ema b'shmini. So it must be a nida on her eighth day. So pshita hashta omaz avad d'machazir kapar shoch t'mzorkin al b'shmini. Think about this. If a zavo has to make a korban, we could include her on her eighth day. Nida lo machatzar kapara. Tzricha lo emar shechdim zakin alay. Alay. Allah. So Nida, who doesn't have to bring a korban, do we have to say that we could include her? So Nida's tzricha alay. We do Nida. Hakamashval on Rishmini in Rishvi lo. To teach you that only on Rishmini and not Shvi, which is our original assumption. Ketanya. Kol chay v'tvilo tvilatam bayom. All people go to the mikvah, go to the day. Nida v'yolet et tvilatam alayla. Except Nida and yolet et. Tanya chol te tovel bon yom. Tovel omar shivatem tiabinata. When she's a Nida, it's 7 full days of Nida. Tiabinata kol shiva. V'yolet et kesh le Nida. Because in the parsha of yolet et, it's, she's called v'nidata, her distancing. For yolet has the same rule of going to the mikvah at night. Otherwise everybody goes to the mikvah during the day, as per the Mishnah in Zavim, but the Mishnah, of course, in Megillah. Okay, next Mishnah, Ha'onein, somebody who was an Avel, somebody who had somebody die that day, and was buried that day. Fafakech Dagal, somebody who is involved in a rescue effort to uncover a fallen cave-in, and there may be dead bodies there. V'chein mishiv tichul otziyom betasurim, somebody's in prison, was promised that they'd take him out for Pesach. V'cholav azaken shin t'cholim l'chol kazayit, or somebody who's sick or elderly, but they're able to eat a kazayit, shochtin alein, you can include them in your chabura. Al kulam in shochtin alein b'fnei atzman, but that any one of those cannot be an entire group. Shem yavir et ha-Pesach l'day p'sul, because then, if things don't come out the way, like the guy in the rescue effort, turns out that there was a dead body there, then they may bring the Pesach lidei psul. Fichachim mirabem psul p'turinosol Pesach sheni. So therefore, if it turns out that guy really was talking, he's p'turin Pesach sheni because he was included in the chabura. Except for the guy in the rescue effort, because once we find the body, we know that he was talking the whole time, as opposed to the guy who was promised to get out of prison and then they fell through on the promise. So this is only true about a non-Jewish prison. If it's a Jewish prison, then they could be all prisoners. Why came the Vidam Techinu Mapiklei? Because if they promise they get him out, they will get him out. Why? Tichtiv Sheit Yisrael Lo Yasu Avlav LeDebu Chazav. I mean, Yisrael is honest. V'chista Adam Ar Beit Asurin Denochrim Lo Man El Chutz Lechobat Beit Pagi. He said, when you talk about a non-Jewish prison, that's only if it's outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. You could have these prisoners in the non-Jewish prison, if they promised they'd get them out, you could have them be the whole group. Why? My Tama, because even if they don't get out, they can bring the Pesach to them. They're inside the walls of Yerushalayim. Okay. This is only if it's a round rock. If it's long, then patur mitzvot pesach sheni. Then he's patur, because ema torah yavishat shchita. Maybe he was moving along, and where he was at the time of shchita was not tamei, and only later on. So therefore, he is not chayav in pesach sheni, because at the time of shchita and zrika, he may have been still tahor. And therefore, including the korban. Tana miachar b'shimon b'nosher b'yachom b'bruko mer, fekeach b'gal, itim patur itim chayav. If you're involved in a rescue effort uncovering this boulder, lifting up the boulder, sometimes you're patur, sometimes you're chayav kitzad. Gal agol v'imtzei tumat achtav, it's a big round rock, and you found a dead body underneath chayav. Gal aroch v'imtzei tumat achtav patur, ematahor ayah b'shat shchita. If it's a long one, then, and they find the body underneath it, maybe he was at the other end of it, and he was tahor b'shat shchita, and therefore he's patur from Pesach Sheni. Okay, we'll pick it up with the next Mishnah, which is the Mishnah Zion. I have two more Mishnayot, Mishnah Zayin and Mishnah Chet, and that will bring us to the end of this, the eighth parak. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.